Welcome to the 5-Minute History Podcast from 5minutehistory.com, where we take a historical look at things in about 5 minutes. If you enjoy the show and would like to support us, please consider buying us a coffee. Head on over to 5minutehistory.com/coffee to see how. This is episode 64, The History of the Skateboard. The history of the skateboard is a tale of creativity, innovation, and cultural evolution. What began as a simple modification of roller skates in the mid-20th century has grown into a global phenomenon combining sport, art, and self-expression. From its humble beginnings as a pastime for surfers seeking a way to ride waves on land, skateboarding has evolved into a major cultural movement with professional athletes, international competitions, and a thriving industry. Skateboarding traces its roots back to the late 1940s and early 1950s in California, where surfers sought to recreate the experience of surfing on flat ground. The earliest skateboards were primitive constructions, often homemade, consisting of wooden planks with roller skate wheels attached to the bottom. These makeshift devices allowed riders to simulate the sensation of surfing when the ocean was calm, earning skateboarding its initial nickname, sidewalk surfing. It was a rough and unpolished activity, but it quickly captured the imagination of adventurous young people. By the early 1960s, skateboarding began to gain wider attention. Commercially manufactured skateboards became available, with companies like Makaha and Hobie producing boards designed specifically for the new sport. These boards were still rudimentary, with narrow decks and clay wheels that offered little traction or control. Nevertheless, skateboarding's popularity grew rapidly, aided by media coverage and competitions. The first skateboarding magazine, The Quarterly Skateboarder, debuted in 1964, helping to legitimize the activity and connect a growing community of enthusiasts. However, the sport's initial boom was short-lived. By the late 1960s, skateboarding's popularity had waned, largely due to safety concerns. The clay wheels used at the time were prone to slipping, causing accidents and injuries. Skate parks were virtually non-existent, and skaters often rode in the streets, leading to clashes with pedestrians and authorities. As a result, skateboarding entered a period of decline, with many viewing it as a passing fad rather than a serious sport or cultural movement. The revival of skateboarding in the 1970s was driven by a crucial technological breakthrough, the invention of urethane wheels. These new wheels, developed by Frank Nasworthy, provided better grip and shock absorption, making skateboarding safer and more enjoyable. The introduction of urethane wheels coincided with improvements in skateboard design, including wider decks and trucks that allowed for greater stability and control. These advancements revitalized the sport, attracting a new generation of skaters. During the 1970s, skateboarding began to develop its own distinct identity, influenced by the countercultural movements of the era. Skaters pushed the boundaries of what was possible, experimenting with new tricks and techniques. The emergence of empty swimming pools as makeshift skate parks was a pivotal moment, giving rise to the vert skating style that would become synonymous with the sport. Riders like Tony Alva and Stacy Peralta became pioneers of this new approach, carving out lines and executing aerial maneuvers that had never been seen before. The rise of skate parks during this period further legitimized skateboarding as a sport. Dedicated facilities provided safe spaces for skaters to hone their skills and compete against one another. The development of competitions and sponsorships helped to professionalize skateboarding, attracting attention from mainstream audiences and media. By the late 1970s, skateboarding had established itself as more than a pastime. It was a vibrant subculture with its own style, music, and ethos. The 1980s saw skateboarding reach new heights of popularity, driven by the emergence of street skating. Unlike vert skating, which required ramps or bowls, street skating could be done anywhere, using urban environments as the stage for creativity. Skaters began to incorporate everyday objects like stairs, rails, and benches into their tricks, blurring the line between sport and art. This shift was epitomized by riders like Rodney Mullen, who invented many of the fundamental tricks used in modern skateboarding, including the kickflip and the ollie. The era also saw the rise of skateboarding as a visual art form, with bold graphics adorning decks and clothing lines inspired by skater culture. Brands like Powell Peralta and Santa Cruz became iconic, fostering a sense of identity and community among skaters. Skateboarding videos became a powerful medium for showcasing talent and inspiring newcomers, with productions like the Bones Brigade video show capturing the imagination of a generation. Despite its growing popularity, skateboarding faced challenges in the 1990s as public perception oscillated between admiration and criticism. Skaters were often seen as rebellious or anti-establishment, leading to restrictions on where they could ride. However, this period also solidified skateboarding's cultural significance as it became synonymous with independence, creativity, and defiance of convention. The turn of the 21st century marked a new era for skateboarding. The sport gained mainstream recognition with the inclusion of skateboarding in events like the X Games, which brought professional skaters like Tony Hawk to global prominence. Hawk's success, particularly his iconic completion of the 900, a 2.5 rotation aerial spin, cemented skateboarding's place in popular culture. Video games, such as Tony Hawk's Pro Skater, further amplified its reach, introducing millions to the sport through a digital lens. Today, skateboarding is a thriving global phenomenon, with professional leagues, Olympic recognition, and a massive industry supporting its growth. In 2021, skateboarding made its debut at the Tokyo Olympics, marking a significant milestone in its evolution from a countercultural activity to an internationally celebrated sport. Yet, despite its mainstream success, skateboarding has retained its core values of creativity, self-expression, and community. The history of skateboarding is a testament to the power of innovation and resilience. From its humble origins as a pastime for surfers to its current status as a global cultural movement, skateboarding has continually reinvented itself while remaining true to its roots. It is a sport, an art form, and a way of life that continues to inspire and unite people of all ages and backgrounds, proving that a simple plank of wood with wheels can change the world. Thanks for listening to the 5-Minute History podcast from 5minutehistory.com. If you enjoy the show and would like to support us, please leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts, and don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. If you would like to support us more directly, then please consider buying us a coffee. Head on over to 5minutehistory.com/coffee to see how. You may also be interested in our other 5-Minute podcasts, which you can find at 5minuteproductions.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.